Then Francisco showed a slide of an extremely high-contrast black-and-white image that on first glance seemed just a set of blotches, but with more scrutiny suddenly reveals itself to be the face of a woman. "Do you see it now?" he asked. "Once you see it, you cannot stop seeing it, right?" These are called moony faces, like the man in the moon, high-contrast faces. They're not easy to see, but most people can immediately detect them with a little attention. At that, Francisco displayed a chart showing the sequence and timing in his experiment, deconstructing a moment in the mind. While volunteer subjects in Francisco's Paris lab had their EEG measured, they were simply asked to press a button the instant they could recognize an image. The sequence occurs so fast that it must be tracked in milliseconds, thousandths of a second. The act of recognition takes place from 180 to 360 milliseconds after the initial presentation, about the end of the first third of a second. The person's brain goes back to resting from that act of recognition during the next sixth of a second. The movement, the person hitting the button, occurs during the following sixth of a second. The whole sequence ends before three-quarters of a second has elapsed. The Dalai Lama pushes on, intrigued by the implications he sees. "Do you agree that this corroborates a point in Buddhist psychology, that the first moment is a purely visual perception that is non-conceptual, and the second moment is when the conceptual mind apprehends?" "Absolutely," Francisco agreed. This is, in fact, a key point in Buddhist epistemology. The first moment of a visual cognition is pure perception, a raw percept without a label. But shortly thereafter comes a mental cognition, a murmur of a thought, drawing on memory, and enabling one to recognize and label the visually perceived object for what it is. Realizing that the first moment of cognition is non-conceptual, and that those thereafter are conceptual, offers a gateway, an opportunity for inner liberation in the Buddhist model. The Dalai Lama was pleased that science had started to find methods to dissect the different stages within a single experience, and so could offer fertile cross-connections from these findings to fine points of Buddhist thought. Ritchie wanted to point out that the data here are clear and support the Dalai Lama's hypothesis. The very early components of the brain measure used to measure these extremely quick bits of mental activity reveal that for the first 70 to 100 milliseconds, people react in a highly similar way. The differences among individuals in brain activity begin to emerge after about 100 milliseconds. Allen pointed out, if it's impossible to corroborate on first-person testimony, then it's hard to imagine how you could get at it just through neuroscience. "Why not?" Francisco asked. "If we can make more refined methods to distinguish the dynamics of the arising of a perception, it is not impossible. More precise methods would have to be developed." The Dalai Lama offered a specific theory to test experimentally. "My hypothesis is that for sensory perception in general, that first moment is non-conceptual. You're simply getting the impression. In the second moment, some kind of identification clicks in. You would expect that to hold across the board. But I suspect that when you close your eyes and get a purely mental image, you would not have that sequence of a simple image followed by added identification. Probably the identification would come in simultaneously."